Hello and welcome to Issues of the Day podcast. Today's show will be about how the Democratic machine is trying to stifle Trump's push for the White House. There are so many obstacles in Trump's way to try to keep him out of the White House. Let's look at a few. How can everyone sit back and watch and think this is an okay thing to do? With the way the Democrats are pushing the fact that one person can ruin the country, where there is a group ruining the country worse than any one person can. The Democrat-run party is doing everything they can to ruin Trump. Let's look at the fact that there was a trial run in New York about a person saying that his property was worth less than he stated that it was worth. Let's look at this a little bit closer. Has anyone in this audience ever tried to sell something and thought about a price that you should put on something? Say you're selling a car or a house or just tools. You know what you paid for them. You know what they are worth to the person who really wants to buy them. Sure, you may overstate the value a little or maybe even a lot, but there's someone willing to pay that price because they too see the value in that in the long run. Let's see, say you're selling a house and you look at the market, you look at the value of the property and you place a price on it. Do you do this all by yourself? Do you seek advice from someone else? Maybe a realtor or a bank advisor? Sure, you place a high price on what you have, but then others suggest that your price is too much. Those are the advisors you listen to. Trump did the same thing. He was not selling a place, but getting a loan on what was already his. He wanted to expand his business and at the same time help put other people to work building and planning new things. How can a bank loan him money that a single person says is too much? Does the bank have a section that appraises the value of items that it is willing to back with a loan? Sure, they do. It's not just someone who walks into a bank and demands a 10x loan based on a lower value. They themselves do their own due diligence and give a person a fair market value loan on what they are requesting. Same for Trump. He is putting up properties or his portfolio of properties as collateral. The bank agrees to the loan only after they say that the value placed on the properties is in line with what they are requesting. So, who has not placed a higher value on anything they own to either sell it or get a loan on it? Ever been to a pawn shop? Ever sell a set of tools or a house? To allow a single person to have the mindset to ruin Trump at all costs is a sad event in American history. Do you think that this will stop here? No. Now they have a history or precedence to go on for future rulings down the road. Maybe that future ruling will be against you as the Letitia James Law. How can that person sit in a courtroom day after day listening and smirking about what is taking place in front of the world knowing that she is in the spotlight achieving her dream of ruining one person? Kicking her shoes off in court relaxing like she is watching a football game. While a referee judge makes the utter crazy choices how to run the sideshow mess. How Judge Engoron ran this kangaroo court was a complete shame on our judicial system. Our rights as American citizens allow us to be judged equally by a group of our own peers. This guy would not even allow a jury to decide this case. He wanted to take the spotlight himself and make a ruling on his own. Both the judge and the attorney general are backed by the Democrats. This is a complete shame what took place in this case. There was no crime. There was no victim. There was no one who suffered or took a loss from bad loans or dealings from these loans to better a company. How many times has another company asked to take out loans and then foreclosed on them? Why would they turn down a company that has a good track record of repaying all the loans and interest on those loans with no hassle, no late payments, no problems at all? That is a banker's dream. Now every company must look twice at what they want to ask for because later they could be sued for hundreds of millions of dollars for asking for a loan that they and the bank's auditors feel was a good and favorable loan request. The judge's decision to increase the amount of money in damages to be paid based on what took place in his court is also ridiculous. What is the definition of damages? It is stated that damage is physical harm caused to something in such a way as to impair its value, usefulness, or normal function. Was there any physical harm? No, there was not. How can a person send down a ruling based on hate for a single person or the hate of what that person stands for? We here think that the judge and attorney general both hate the Trump name and will do anything to harm it or dismantle it. That is a personal vendetta that should not be set in a court of law. Yes, definitions can be changed. Democrats do that all the time. Take the word recession. They changed the definition of a recession once this economy under the current administration fell into it due to high interest rates and inflation a long time ago. But they changed the definition so they would not be labeled as putting the country into a recession. They do it all the time. I wish that someone like Elon Musk could put up his money. After all, he will get it back when they rule this trial is a sham and an attack on a political opponent. If Trump puts up his own money, the Democrats will turn that on him as money from foreign powers like Russia or China or wherever. They will use that in another impeachment process if he makes it back into office. The Democrats will and are doing everything to ruin an election and interfere with it. We as American people should not put up with it. Trump has a way to get under people's skin with his remarks at times, and those people just cannot understand it's the way he is. They said before that when he took office, we would be at war and he would push the nuclear button. Did he do that? No, just the opposite happened. No wars, new agreements with foreign powers, and the world was a safe place for democracy. It is a very bad place now, and we are on the brink of a world war, and it is all thanks to this current administration. We have had our other podcast channel locked and banned during COVID, and sure, this will also get blocked for just speaking our mind. It's not how the Democrats want things. They want everything their way or no way. I warn every American person who really wants freedom to watch out and look at what's going on. Anyone who wants to talk to us can contact us, and we will be happy to put you on and prove to us that what is happening now is the correct direction for this country to go. We will be happy to put a show on just to have you convince me and others this administration is the proper direction this country and world democracy is to go. Let us know. The other ruling against Trump is the case in Georgia. The judge overseeing the Georgia 2020 election interference case on Wednesday dismissed some of the charges against former President Donald Trump and others, but the rest of the sweeping racketeering indictment remains intact. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee quashed 6 counts in the indictment, including 3 against Trump, the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee. But the judge left in place other counts, including 10 facing Trump, and said prosecutors could seek a new indictment to try to reinstate the ones he dismissed. The ruling is a blow for Fulton County District Attorney Willis, who already is facing an effort to have her removed from the prosecution over her romantic relationship with a colleague. It's the first time charges in any of Trump's 4 criminal cases have been dismissed, with the judge saying prosecutors failed to provide enough detail about the alleged crime. Trump remains on the RICO Act charge. The RICO Act was established in the 1970s to go after the mob. It was used successfully against the mafia and famously helped put away John Gotti of the Gambino crime family. Since its enactment into federal law, 33 states have adopted RICO laws on a state level. Trump and his allies have each been charged with 1 count of violating Georgia's RICO Act by allegedly trying to undo his loss in the 2020 election in the state. During a Hunter Biden testimony on Capitol Hill the other day, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as she is better known by, said that the RICO Act is not a crime. Then why is Trump and his friends all being charged for a crime that she says is not even a crime? But then we must look at the source. She is a piece of work herself. We feel she is a horrible person to have representing a district in New York, but that's another story. This case against Trump in Georgia is also another attempt the Democrats are trying to stop Trump from running or winning the race for president. There are much more cases against Trump. Can anyone remember any time in history that one party attacked another like they are today? This is childish and shows just how insecure the Democratic Party really is. I am sorry for the people that this party had abandoned for what they feel is a new agenda. They have left their followers, and they expect their followers to change with them. They are brainwashing the followers into thinking it's the right way to go. All this should stop and allow the candidates to run their own races for the president and debate each other like every other candidate in history has done. We are sure this will never happen because the Democrat Party had nothing to stand on except putting the opposing party in jail or ruining them. This is not the end of it. Watch as we go into the summer, it will only get worse. Next show later this weekend, we will give our predictions, what to expect, and what you will see coming. Then later we will look back on it and see how wrong we are. Thanks for joining us today and please subscribe, and we will be back tomorrow with more. Until then, be safe and take care of yourselves and others.